And now it's time for arguably the best course of the day. It's dessert. And we've got Adam Galeski here with us, who's head of chocolate development at Hotel Chocolat. So, Adam, what have you got for us?
Okay, Georgia. So we've got a couple of things on the go at the same time. We've got some chocolate melting. I've got some orange juice, which is actually Sicilian blood orange, warming up. And I've got some cream warming up. And we're trying to get all of these to the same temperature, about 45 degrees centigrade. So as we know, you know, chocolate is solid at room temperature. And then as we warm it up to 45 degrees, it goes lovely in liquids. And what we're going to do is look at how we can combine these ingredients together to make some interesting desserts and maybe even chocolates.
So what's the name of the dessert we're making?
What we're going to do is make something called a ganache. And a ganache is when you add chocolate and some kind of liquid. So normally that's cream, but you can do some interesting stuff. And we're going to try orange juice today, but we could easily be doing this with rum, tea, and in fact, any kind of liquid you can think of, we could have a go at making this. I suppose the science of this is we're making an emulsion. An emulsion is a mixture of two immiscible liquids. So in this case, we've got cocoa butter, which is a fat, and at 45 degrees, it's going to become a liquid. And then we're also adding, there's water in the orange juice and in the cream. And we're going to be combining both of those, trying to mix it really thoroughly to break the cocoa butter down into tiny little pieces and surround that with a sea of water. Adding the cream and the fruit juice will also give it some extra flavours.
So when you say immixable, you mean they can't mix together?
They can't mix together. So if you drop one on top of the other, they would separate.
But like oil and water or something like that?
Exactly. And what we're doing with the ganache is very similar to what you do if ever you had a go at making a mayonnaise or even paint. The way it works is the cocoa butter will get broken down into such small pieces that it's then held by this sea of water.
Great, so we've got some bowls here.
So, right, yeah, we've got two bowls. So we've got the cream and we've got the... You're going to have a go at the cream and I'm going to have a go at the fruit juice, okay? We're going to have a ganache off. So I'm just going to now pour some of the chocolate, the melted chocolate, into the cream. And then I'm going to put some of the melted chocolate into my fruit juice.
Chocolate and juice, it just doesn't seem
doesn't
right
sound
at the
like
moment.
It's going to work, but it is definitely going to work. And I'm going to hand you a spoon. You need to get stirring.
Right.
Get the spoon right in the bottom and get that moving.
Oh gosh, I'm spilling ganache everywhere.
Oh, it's going everywhere. So you can see what's happening now is to start with, it goes really lumpy. What's happening there is the water-loving, oh, it's working really well now, the water-loving cocoa powder in the chocolate is sucking up all the water. And then the more you mix it, the smoother it gets. And what you're looking for is something that's really nice and shiny and glossy, which actually yours is looking better than mine.
But on the other hand, I have splashed it all over you, and I'm very sorry about that.
I'll be having that later. Okay, so actually, now we can stop now. You've got a beautifully soft and glossy ganache. Actually, that looks really professional. If you're looking for another job, we'd be happy to talk to you. Would you like to try some of it?
I would love to. I was just waiting for you to say.
So I recommend, with your one, I recommend maybe try it with a strawberry.
Oh, okay. I'm going to dip. The strawberry, oh, it's nice and warm.
While you're eating that, now, you could use this as it is. So this is still really nice and warm. It's like 45 degrees. And this is perfect for dipping fruit and stuff like that into and just eating as it is, or even kind of like a cracker or something like that, which I've also got. But if you left this and you left it overnight to set up properly, the cocoa butter then starts to crystallise. So it starts to go solid again, and that firms the whole mix up. And that's what we'd use for the centre of a filled chocolate, so a nice soft chocolate. So if you then took a scoop of that and rolled it, dusted it in cocoa powder or dip that in chocolate, you'd have a nice filled chocolate.
Okay, so as they are now, they're kind of just a bit liquid and soft, but they become... Oh, you've got some here you made earlier, Blue Peter style.
Yeah, Blue Peter style. Here's some I made earlier. So the one I'd like you to try, this is the orange ganache. So this is the one that I made that didn't come out as well as yours, but it does taste very good.
So this is on a nice cracker.
So tell me what you think.
Oh,
Can we all try some?
Mmm. That's fantastic.
Because I'm just looking at Alex and Sula like they're going to kill someone if they don't get a chance to try it.
You're going to struggle with your microphone in hand. There's some crackers and there's some chocolate.
Well, I stand corrected. The orange juice and chocolate work lovely together. And I imagine, does this mean it's a bit more healthy? Sorry, you're wiping off all the chocolate I sprayed on you earlier. Does this mean it's like a bit more healthy than the cream one, the traditional ganache?
Yeah, so if you think about chocolate, it's kind of like half of the chocolate is cocoa butter and the other half of it's a mixture of milk powder and sugar. So obviously adding water into that kind of like dilutes the energy parts of the ingredients. So if you were using a fruit juice, that then reduces the amount of fat in the chocolate. But then if you were making this with, say, a tea, so maybe something really interesting like a matcha tea or an Earl Grey tea, you're just adding really water and flavour. That would do an even better job. In terms of reducing the kind of like the calorie count in that filled chocolate.
I can't wait to experiment with all the different liquids. And so, just to summarise, it's basically as simple as melting the chocolate to 40 degrees, mixing it in with the liquid of choice, and then, well, leaving it to set in the fridge or just eating it all immediately with strawberries, as I intend to do with these ones.
Yeah, pretty much. So the important thing is melt your chocolate. So I'd melt it to just over 45 degrees. Make sure you combine all your ingredients at the same temperature. Imagine if you add cold cream to warm chocolate, it just sets the chocolate and it makes your ganache go really lumpy. And then get on and mix those as fast as you can. And then just sit back and enjoy it. The advantage of this as a kind of dip at a dinner table is that it takes a lot longer for it to set. So you can enjoy it for longer.
And this is the friend of the chocolatier. You can use this to make fillings for these chocolates, like those mojito chocolates we were eating naughtily before the show.
Oh, we use all sorts of things in this type of recipe. So we add all sorts of alcohol. So I'd have a go with the gin. I think that would work really well. We use all sorts of vodkas. But then equally, we have recipes with carrots, like carrot cake type recipes. We've got some really interesting cocktails, like mojitos. And then in some of our recipes, we'd use like real champagne and make things like champagne truffles. So it's really versatile.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yeah.
How do you get the alcohol to stay inside the chocolate without sort of eating its way out?
If you're making a ganache, you don't really have a problem with that. What you do is you make your ganache up to this stage and then you add your alcohol. Don't try and heat everything up with your alcohol. Make your ganache first and add your alcohol into it so it goes in last. It lasts really well. But do keep your ganaches, if you are going to have a go at making these, keep your ganache in the fridge, because this is a really simple recipe and it needs to be kept refrigerated, otherwise it will eventually go off and it lasts for a few days.
What do you think, Will?
It looks and sounds and tastes delicious. I'm a fan.
Oh. You were just tucking in, Sue?
Oh, yes, I've just tried a little bit and it's perfect.
You'll be going back for more. Alex, is this something you could serve up in the restaurant?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We make all our own petit fours and chocolate truffles to go out with coffees at the end of a meal, and I think this is a great addition to it.
Lovely. What a fantastic finish to our dinner party. Thank you so much, Adam, and thank you to all our other guests. That's Will Lowe, Sue Bailey and Alex Rushmer.
And now it's time for our question of the week, because Greer Jackson has been untangling this question from Android Neox.